Speaking at a breakfast meeting organized by the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce in the country's second largest city of Bulawayo today, Mangujga said the current industrial production levels cannot sustain any salary increases.
Instead of now salary increases, let's now have the prices go down. So that from a dollar you can buy more. It's better than having salary increases. Both business also increase what? The prices. This time around, let's adjust our prices because there is now the change. So the change is now trying to cause you to reduce your prices so that you can become competitive. Once you become competitive, it means you come and don't close.
The governor of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe noted that price markups are unreasonably high in an economy that is largely driven by the informal sector. He also said there is hope for price adjustments since the country recently introduced bond coins to enable people to get proper change whenever they buy goods.
Oh, yeah, because we use too much zip dollars. We now think that 5 cents is nothing. Because we use what? To the quintillions. There is no country without coins. Go to Europe, they've got 80 pieces of coins. Our markups in this country are high. Because in terms of pricing, we round them up. Because we never changed before. So we're rounding up the prices.
Although some retailers have welcomed the bond coins, which were minted in South Africa at a cost of $50 million, a large number of Zimbabweans have rejected them, saying they are an attempt by the government to reintroduce the defunct local currency. The coins have been welcomed by some commuter bus operators in Bulawayo, where, according to Bulawayo United Passenger Transport Association Chairman Albert Ncube, who told the meeting that the coins are competing with South African coins.
As combi operators, we've accepted and grown to love the bond coins because of their value. Because of their value, they are equal to the US dollar. But unfortunately, we are seeing very little of these bond coins. Not that they are in short supply, but as you will recall, since 2009, when the dollarization started, we never experienced the challenges of change in this part of the country. Because of our proximity to South Africa, we have a lot of rand coins. So we are still getting rand coins and we are not getting the bond coins, which we love so much.
Speaking at the same meeting, Deputy Industry Minister Chiratidzo Iris Mabua said it is pleasing that some companies that benefited from the $40 million distressed and marginalized industries fund are beginning to pick up.
I have had opportunities to meet with the various sectors. I'm still continuing to meet with the various sectors. And I'm also taking the opportunity to tour some companies. And there is a lot of encouraging work from those companies that benefited out of the commonly, it is talked about DMAF, the fund that was created in 2011. Those companies that were managed by judicial managers are the ones that have grown the cake.
The Zimbabwean economy is receding at an alarming pace due to lack of foreign direct investment, fears over the country's Black Economic Empowerment Program that compels the foreign-owned businesses to transfer majority stakes to locals, and lack of capital to revive industries, among other issues. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., I'm Sandra Nyaira.